Hi, I'm Peter Solomon. You're listening to The Morning Show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. Micaiah McCraven is a Chicago-based drummer, producer, and bandleader who's developed his own approach to remixing and reimagining musical performances, drawing both on his skills as an improviser and using techniques he's learned from hip-hop musicians. On recordings like his 2021 release, Deciphering the Message, he scoured the vaults of Blue Note's classic catalog and pulled tape from classic recordings by Kenny Dorham, Hank Mobley, and Kenny Burrell and others to use as the basis for his new musical ideas. On other occasions, he selected recordings of his own ensembles as a basis for generating new material. That's the case with the four new EPs that he's going to release in October. First Avenue is presenting an evening with Micaiah McCraven at Ice House. That's happening on September 25th. I caught up with him recently on Zoom to learn more about the music he'll be playing there, and I started our conversation by asking him to talk about his musical upbringing.
Yeah, I grew up in a musical house. My dad's a drummer, Steve McCraven, living in Paris, still makes records, and my mother, a Hungarian folk musician who kind of mixed jazz and folk music. And they were both playing while I was growing up and just kind of provided a rich household with a lot of music and different influences, so that when I really kind of wanted to dive in myself into my career, just kind of left a lot of open doors and ideas for me to pursue.
I understand that you met people like Yusef Lateef and Archie Shepp. Did those people have an impression on you and influence your music making?
Absolutely. I think being in that community around such kind of creative and open-minded musicians, it was just such an education in itself for me, and an example of what's possible as an artist to try to tap into.
To describe you as a drummer doesn't really do justice to the music you make, because that's like one facet of it. And then you're known for this unique approach that you've developed to remixing and reimagining your own performances and archival material. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how you arrived at the idea to start doing that.
It's just a love for the music, you know, like growing up in the 90s and hearing hip hop and electronic music, and getting to go in the studio at a young age and seeing an engineer cut tape and do live mixing. These things really inspired me to be like, how do I make a record? How do you make really cool sounding things from Tribe Called Quest to the Beatles? Like, what I was starting to learn about in meeting engineers and beat makers and DJs was that there was all these different techniques that we call studio magic. And so it's been a kind of a lifelong journey to educate myself through collaboration and experimentation and study about recording, about manipulating audio through technology, about creating electronic music genre, and how all that stuff is used to create new sounds that only exist in the recorded realm, and this kind of dream world that we get to like experience music, which is a separate side but still akin to the live experience.
Is that an improvisational process at all?
Absolutely. I think everything's a little bit of an improvisational process. Any type of searching or studying is experimentation. Science is experimentation and improvisation, right? It's trying new things and drawing hypotheses to see what works and trying to find new connections. And so me as studying music is not always just trying to learn like an exact structure, but also like study and experiment and see what's possible.
When you're going through your recordings of your own performances or through the Blue Note archives when you were doing that recording, like, what is it that catches your ear about a certain piece of tape, like, or a, you know, a recorded moment, and tells you this is something that I could use to make something new?
Yes, I mean, it's a great question. I mean, I think it's more of a feel type of thing. I just listen and I see what moves me, and I start experimenting. Sometimes it's just a sonic note. Sometimes it's a way that a harmony was voiced, or the way that the whole band played this one moment, or could be a riff or a melodic theme, or it could just be like I threw it into a sampler and this started to take shape, and I took that as a direction.
I was wondering, like, what for you are the biggest challenges in working that way?
I mean, one of the biggest challenges is you got what you got. You know, that's what happened. It's the moment, we're capturing the moment, and there's imperfection or whatever. And I also like to produce off a 2-track audio, which means like whatever the mix is the mix. And I'm gonna post-produce from there, kind of like a DJ would. And to me, that's kind of the fun of it and challenge of it, which makes it kind of helps find unique moments and unique sounds, is that it's just, I try to leave a lot up for like whatever happens, you know what I mean? And it's a chance. So things that I couldn't dream up are possible.
Is there anything else that you would want to add in advance of your appearance in Minneapolis?
Just, you know, come out, check us out, rock with us, hashtag IRL. We'll be there in real life and, you know, in this world where, you know, we're connected by screens all the time and can't even necessarily tell what's real and what's fake. But if you're there with your own eyes and your own body, something special for us all to be together, and we really appreciate that. So come on out and let's have a good time.
Drummer, producer, band leader, and self-styled beat scientist Micaiah McCraven will play at Ice House here in Minneapolis on September 25th. You can find more information about the 4 EPs that he's releasing in October at his website, micaiahmccraven.com. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.